I'd like to try. I feel like the further we get in the sugya, the more complicated it becomes. But I'd like to try to clarify, you know, at least get on the table all the facts regarding the shitas of Rashi and Tosos, regarding Masasek, yeah, the FAQs. If nothing else, when you walk away from this sugya, you should have some of the Shaka Vataria in your pockets. This is a Shah sugya. For the rest of your life, you're going to deal with the sugya. For the rest of your learning careers, you're going to deal with the sugya. Masasek is going to come up, not just here, it's going to come up in Kriyas, it's going to come up in Sanhedrin, it's going to come up throughout Shas. So it's kedai for us at least to try to crystallize what is the position of Rashi. And if we could do that for Tosos also, I'd be happy to do that. I mean, Rashi might be a little bit more attainable than Tosos at the moment. Maybe tomorrow we'll get into Tosos. So let's just take a quick look at the Gemara and Rashi in Krisus, and then we'll remind ourselves of the Rashi and Tosos in Shabbos, and we'll try to present a working model for Rashi. Okay, if we can. Yeah. Okay. Let's go. Krisus. Without going through the Gemara again, because the Gemara is basically the same Gemara that's been cited already a number of times. We know the basic cases over there. But let's take a look at a Rashi, or two Rashis, and the Tosos. You volunteer to read? Rashi on Yates Amud Aleph. Rashi Yates Amud Aleph. Right before the Gemara, the last Rashi in the Mishnah, Pratla Masasek. Pratla Masasek. Someone want to read that? Avi, go ahead.
Oh.
Pratla Masasek. Behetera? Good.
Oh, are you talking about Rashi?
Rashi, yeah.
Where is it?
It's the last Rashi. The last Rashi before the Gemara Rashi. One, two, three, four. About five lines up.
Keep going.
Lachtoch.
Lachtoch as a
Tolosh.
Tolosh. The Chata as a Mechubar. Avo the
Good. So Rashi tells you right away, and this is something we saw previously in Rashi. What was Rashi's example back in Shabbos? Anyone remember? It was Behetera, right? But
the sakin, no?
Yeah. The sakin fell into the patch of vegetation. And you lifted it up to extract it from that area. Totally heter. Oh, in so doing, you happen to clip one of the mutter, permissible. It was a permissible act. So as you were taking it out, something happened that was prohibited. But your act was one of hetera. So too, over here, what does Rashi say?
Same thing, your act was...
You want to pick up an unattached thing?
Right, as long as you're not misasik in Isser.
Good, so the first thing that Rashi tells you have to be misasik beheter. Misasik beheter. If it was misasik beisser, you'd be chayav. That's not called misasik.
Isn't that sort of a steer with the other? I mean, not sort of with the case of mechubar zev of the. You pluck the different mechubar. I mean,
that Rashi holds that's not good. That's exactly right. So, Rashi holds that's not called misasik. Tosos argues on it.
Right.
Tosos argues on it.
And so misasik there, that means involved in.
Meaning, yeah, I'm preoccupied. I'm preoccupied with that there. Preoccupied.
But what if you end up cutting something that's attached?
It could still be that you were misasik beheter.
How?
Because even when I'm taking out my knife, that's misasik beheter, and I cut something that's attached. The thing that I did was aser, but my preoccupation was with heter. Okay? Now let's do the next Rashi. Next Rashi is also crucial to appreciate Rashi's position. Mibarle pratla misasik. Good, Avi, you did a good job.
Keep going. Niskaven lezu
ve osa acheres. Now what's the case? You had kavana for one, and you got another. And I stopped there. So from here, you also see that Rashi requires what?
Two things.
This is already the second time that we've seen this. From Rashi in Shabbos, you saw that there has to be two things. From Rashi over here, we see there has to be two things. Turn the page, please.
That's also a Harris, right? That's this one.
Yeah. Turn the page now. Rashi misasik bechalovim.
Rashi,
yeah, misasik bechalovim. Top Rashi on your testament base. Go ahead, Avi. You're on a roll. For the hat trick.
What?
Go for the hat trick.
Vishum
on lefonav. Stop. Pause. For example, he has chelav and shum on lefonav. What do you see right away? that there's more than one thing here, right? There's chelov and shuman. There's two things. It's not one thing. It's chelov and shuman. What's the difference between chelov and shuman?
One's permitted, one's not.
Good. Shuman is permissible fat. Chelov is prohibited fat. Okay? What happened now? He's identified one as being prohibited and one as being permissible. He sees them in front of him. He knows this one's mutter, this one's aser. What happened?
He
has kavana. Now again, Rashi's lashon is going to be important. What's that term? Niskaving. Niskaving. He had kavana to eat what?
The mutter one.
He had kavana to eat the mutter one. What happened? The hebit lamakam acher. What is hebit?
To bring.
Lahavi would be to bring. Lahabit means to look. To look. He looked elsewhere. He looked away. The hocha yodo, and his hand went elachelev v'achlo. What's the case? He has the piece in front of him. He knows he wants the piece that's heter. Sticking out his hand, and all of a sudden he's distracted by something to his right or to his left. He looks away, and his hand takes the one that's aser and eats it. Right? Never a good idea to look away while you're eating anyway, but...
Especially if it's
bad. Whatever it is. Whatever it is. There's a myriad of things that could go wrong. But that's what happened over here. He took the wrong piece. But Rashi says, you know what? There's another case where it's also going to be called misasik. Go ahead. It happens to be they're both chelev. But what? But he thinks that one of them is shuman. He thinks one of them is permissible. Right?
Wait, two pieces in front of him, both are chelev?
Both are chelev, yeah. I think you have that picture there, right? One with the question marks in each box?
Yeah.
Right? He thinks that there's a chelev and shuman here. He thinks he's going for the shuman. But it happens to be that neither of them is shuman. Mm-hmm. Right? Go ahead. Viniskaving, again, viniskaving, crucial point. Lecho chatichazu. Stop. He has two pieces. They're both chelev. He thinks one's shuman. He goes for the piece which he thinks is shuman, and he winds up eating a piece which is chelev. So in those two cases, Rashi says that's misasik. Now it happens to be that because this is chalavim based, you're going to be chayef for this. Right. But this is the way he's defining misasik. He's defining misasik as kavana for heter, where you have two gufim, two items. You have two separate items, right? Pieces was apparently confusing for some. Two different items. And kavana for heter. That's what we see that you need for Rashi in order to be misasik. That just happens to be in the case of chalavim, you're going to be chayiv for a separate reason. Why?
Kavana.
Now stop for 1 second. I want to share with you what Rashi says in Sanhedrin, then I'll take your question.
Regarding what?
Regarding this case.
Which stop?
I'm not going to keep any. You guys are all worried. I don't keep secrets. Just give me 1 second.
I'm scarred from my middle school education.
I'm not holding out on you.
Just giving us minute.
All my money back.
Even
a different middle school in elementary. Yeah, only 200 grand back.
Samach Beis Amud Beis towards the bottom of the Amud. Again, the Gemara brings down this whole thing about Masasik B'Chalavim V'Arayos. Lag Bias Hatalos Shachatach HaSemachuvim. The same Gemara that we've seen already cited a number of times. And listen to what Rashi says. Masasik B'Chalavim V'Arayos. Now you gotta listen to this. Misasik v'chalom v'arayos, kishe'olo b'yodo chalom v'arayos, haya misasik, v'lo niskavein l'kach, kol misasik korile she'enu miskavein b'dover zeh klal. I'm sorry, maybe the l'kach belongs after the comma. Kishe'olo b'yodo chalom v'arayos, haya misasik, v'lo niskavein. Didn't have kavona. L'kach kol misasik, all cases of misasek, karile she'eno miskaving b'dover zeh klal. So what about chalom v'arayos? What is Rashi? Why are you chai for chalom v'arayos?
Because of Hanan.
So what?
We said already that's the only exception.
Why?
We didn't say.
Listen to this Rashi. Listen to this unbelievable Rashi. No, not philosophically. We're not talking about philosophy now.
Yeah.
Talking about halachically. Right?
I don't need that.
Just the facts. Right. Just need philosophy. I'm just teasing. Listen to this Rashi. You're not going to believe this Rashi. The very next Rashi in Sanhedrin, Shecheinene, Hilkach Choshiv Bekavana. Hilkach Choshiv Bekavana. You know what Rashi says? Rashi says like this. What's Misasek? Misasek means where you're lacking Kavana. Where you're lacking Kavana. You did a Maisa, but the Maisa that you did was devoid of Kavana. I'm not saying you didn't do a Maisa. No, you definitely did a Maisa. Right? On Shabbos...
Yo, didn't our Rashi say for that to be Misasek, you need the Kavana?
You need a Chisaron Kavana to be called Misasek. Let's say, for example, I'm walking on grass on Shabbos. Okay, I'm walking on grass on Shabbos. That might come out, might not come out. That's called Davashina Miskavi. Right? I don't have Kavana for that. Are you going to say that when the grass actually ripped, I didn't rip out grass? No, I ripped out grass. But it's not Davashina Miskavi.
You're not plowing the ground.
It's not a Psik Resha. When it's a Psik Resha, what do I say?
It can't do it.
I don't want the grass to rip out. I just want to walk home. No, but when it's high grass and brittle, every step I take, I know what's going to happen. Grass is going to rip out. What do I say there? It's like you had Kavana. You had Kavana for that. Because it's an inevitable consequence. What's Rashi saying over here? That the reason why you can't tell me that you're potter from Misasek by Chalovim V'arayos, it's because you had Hana. What happens when you have Hana? It's like you have Kavana. It's like you have Kavana. Now, you didn't have intent for the Kavana. You did not intend for it. You didn't intend for it. I'll read you the Lashon. Kisha'ola b'yodah chalom v'arayos hayim asasik v'lo miskavin. L'kach kol masasik kari lo she'ino miskavin b'dover zeh klal. What about chalom v'arayos? Shechei nene hilkach choshiv b'kavana. It's treated. It's like.
Uh-huh.
It's as though. It's tantamount. Tantamount to Kavan. Tantamount? What's emerging from Rashi is like this, that in order to have Misasek, you need a situation where you lack Kavana. You did a Maisa, but it lacked Kavana.
Kavana.
Is it Kavana for that specific?
Right, oh, now you all. Now you're getting details. Okay, we're going to go back and explain all the cases. I'm just explaining what we have so far. So when you do an action, even though it results in what would otherwise be something that's prohibited, if I could say that you didn't have Kavana for that, that's Misasek, and you're potter, no chatas. What about Chalavim V'arayos? You're eating Shuman, or you think you're eating Shuman, you take Chalev and you eat it, that's Misasek, it's true, but you know what? You're not potter from that. That you're chayav for. Why? Shecheinene. Now Rashi, if Rashi is all about Kavana, how's he going to explain away the fact that what? That I'm chayiv over here. Oh, so he says that's the kunz, if you will, to shecheinene. Shecheinene makes it as though you had Kavana. Choshiv b'kavana. Now that needs to be explained.
Then that means you're getting benefits.
Since you got benefits, like you have Kavana.
But we don't know why that is.
That's just the facts.
Right, so far. So based on what we did so far, wouldn't the case of where he had intent to do an act of talish, but the object was mechubar?
Good.
Wouldn't we say
how,
that?
Well, good. Let's take that case now. Rashi does not hold that we have one goof, we have one piece, you have one item, and you simply make a mistake regarding the status of that item. That what? That's not misasek. That's not misasek. What does he say that is? That's shogeg. You thought it's detached, it happens to be attached, that's not Misasek.
According to Rashi,
why not?
Because we said one object, right? Not two objects.
Yeah, but why? So what? What is that? We have to try to explain that.
We didn't explain it yet, there.
No.
Okay.
But let's work with the working definition that we have now.
Still had a question from before.
Okay, I'm sorry.
All right. So he knows his fate. Is that what we're talking about?
No. Say it again. There's two cases. The first case is he knows exactly which one's which,
yep,
and he simply looks away and he accidentally takes the wrong one.
Yep.
That's misasek. Why? Well, let's use the definition that we have now. Because there's no kavana.
Yep.
You didn't have kavanah for that. You had kavanah for heter, and you wound up with iser.
Mutter ma'isa has the iser result.
That's right. Your ma'isa was one that was endowed with kavanah for heter. Okay.
On the second case, there are two pieces of chalev.
Two pieces of chalev. You happen to think one is shuman.
Okay, and he reaches for the one that he thinks is shuman.
That's right.
And he gets the one he thinks is shuman.
That's yes. Shogging, right? That's the big shogging, though.
That, no, according to Rashi, that's also misasik.
Okay.
Right. Why is that misasik? Same reason. Because I have kavana for heter.
Oh, that's why the word called shogging. That's why the case of the mechuber, right, the case of the talish case, right, where you plucked something and you thought it was talish, but it really was mechuber.
Yeah.
That's why you'd be plucked there.
Why? No, you're chayiv in that case. You're not, that's shogging.
Right, I mean, that's why it's shogging.
Why is that shogging?
You mean the one piece that he thinks is Shuman, but it's really Hale?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that seems pretty difficult to consider.
How would you explain that?
Right, because both cases are you didn't know. And it ended up being... Both cases seem to be the same thing as right now. They seem to be very similar.
Well, how would you explain that?
I'm very confused.
You're confused on the facts?
Yeah.
Okay, I said the more we do, the more it becomes more confusing. Times. But right now we have three scenarios for Rashi. One is the case where you saw two pieces, you know one's this and one's that there. You looked away, you took the iser instead of the heter, misasik. Second case is you have two pieces, you think one's iser and one's heter. It happens to be they're both iser. You took one of those pieces that was iser,
right,
thinking it was heter, misasik. Okay?
Right.
Now, in both of those cases, parenthetically, you happen not to be potter. But those are misasik cases.
Or you're not potter.
You're not potter because it's chalavim. I say that's just a detail.
All right.
That's accidental for the moment. In the third case, where he says it's not like shogeg, you want to take this chaticha. Oh, you know what? I'm sorry. I think I misstated the second case. Let's go back to that case. I apologize. Maybe that's what's confusing. If that's the confusion, I apologize. You have the second case is you have one piece that you think is Shuman and one piece which is you think is Chalev. It happens to be they're both Chalev. You reach for the one that you want to get the one that you think is Shuman and you get the one that you think is Chalev.
I'm sorry.
That's what we said.
No, I think I may have misspoken and said that you got the piece that you wanted,
exactly.
But it was not the piece that...
Everybody has intent to eat the one which he thinks is Shuman and eats the Chalev.
Chalev, right.
Right.
They're both Chalev.
Right,
he
we said that.
Okay.
The one that he...
He ate the one which he
thought was
which he thought was right. Chalev.
Yeah.
They're both
Chalev.
Right,
he thinks
right.
One isn't, but he eats the one that he knows is.
Right. He happens to know. But you got that. You're right about that. If that the way you said it is correct.
He has to eat the one which he thinks is Shuman. No, I said he has intent to eat the one which he thinks is Shuman.
That's true.
Oh, but he eats the Chalev, the Chalev.
They're both Chalev, but he winds up eating the other one, the one that he tried
he
to avoid. No, that's what he said.
Yeah.
He's saying the same thing.
Oh, okay,
he wound up eating the one that he wanted to avoid.
Right.
In the Metzias, they were both Aser. Right? In Metzias, they were both Aser.
Right.
That he calls Misasek.
Right.
The third case is what he calls Shogeg, as we have one piece.
That's not Shogeg. That seems to be the same exact thing as...
No, because Shogeg is only one piece.
Right.
He wants this piece. He thinks it's Shuman, but it's really Chalev.
But still, why that be? The third case is Shogeg, right?
Yes.
Even though you still have two items.
You only have one. In the third case, it's only one item. You think it's Shuman. It is Chalev.
That was the third case?
Yeah. That he calls Shogeg.
Where do we see that? That was in Rashi.
Right here. Increases. Rashi says it.
Increases. Which,
So it's two cases. Two cases that he
right.
says are Misasik.
Right.
And then the third case, which he says, don't think it's like Shogeg, because Shogeg is where it's one piece.
Oh, did we read that third case?
Yeah, I just read it now.
Like right now? Like a minute
ago? I don't know, a moment or two ago.
No, I don't remember ever hearing
it's
that.
It's okay. There's three cases. You got all three of them?
I have two.
Okay, now you got three of them.
Give me the third one. No, I have the first.
Third case is one piece. You just think it's Chela. You think it's Shuman, but it happens to be Chela. That's Shogeg. So now the question is like this. What's the difference between the second case... And the first case. And the third case.
So the third case
two objects.
Yeah,
but what about that helps us? So
because
what?
You have intent. Your intent throughout is on this one object in the third case.
Yeah.
So if you do anything, you know, if even if your kavanah is always on this one object, so it's all there. But in the second case, your kavanah is not on the object that you're using. So it's
no, it is an object you're using.
No.
No, that would be shogeg if it was on the object you were using.
So what is the second case then? What's
the second case is where you had intent for object A, but you know
grabbed
you,
object
you
B,
grabbed
right,
object
right.
B.
Even though you were mistaken about A.
Right, but your intent was
since
totally
your kavana,
on object A.
Since your kavana of heter
was on it.
Now Meg, you thought it was heter. Right. So the fact that you thought it was heter means now you have kavana of heter. Ah, you wound up with Issa, and you would have wound up with Issa no matter which piece you took. It doesn't matter. You had kavana for heter, that's called masasik.
But if you ate A, you'd be shogeg, right?
If you only had one piece?
No, if you ate the one that you thought was permissible, but wasn't.
No, that would be masasik.
I mean, you have two pieces.
You have two pieces.
Isn't that like...
You reach, hold on, two pieces of phala. You think A is phala, you think B is Schumann.
What are you
yeah.
You reach for B, which is Schumann, what you think is Schumann. You take B.
No, he's asking a different question.
No, I know, but I'm asking...
The case that Rashi's giving? The case that Rashi's giving, you have two pieces.
No, that I understand.
I'm sorry, so what are you asking a new question?
Yes.
I'm following.
Oh, that's right.
Not a fellow.
Sorry. The
fellow in question?
Reaches for B, which he thinks is
right.
It really is chaos, but there were two pieces.
Right, that's essentially what he's asking.
Yeah.
You know, you say he got his result.
He got what he wanted.
It means kavana was achieved.
Yes.
That's a good question. You want to say that's shogeg?
I would.
Yeah. Okay. It could be shogeg. I didn't think it through the first time.
So you're less.
Okay.
You're.
I didn't hear that question.
It's worse to have eaten the one you thought was okay than to have.
That's right.
Kavana,
yeah. Because here we're saying that your kavana was thwarted. That's what makes it misasik. Your misasik beheter and your kavana is not achieved. In your case, your kavana is achieved, that you're just mistaken. That's basically like having one piece.
Right.
Uh-huh. Right. I think you might be right about that.
Kavana was thwarted. So Ratzon basically.
It's all about kavana. It's all about kavana. Each three of these cases, you can work out the kavana now.
Within kavana, there's a subcategory of Ratzon being fulfilled or not.
Yeah, what do you mean? You have to be miskaving for heter. You have to be miskaving for heter and get a result other than the one that you're miskaving for.
In order not to be shogeg.
In order for it to be misasik, you need to be miskaving for heter and to wind up with a result different than the one that you had kavana for.
So then why is the case of the talish and the pulls and chobor?
Because that's one piece. So that's what Avi Hirschman was explaining. Where I only have one piece, I can't say that I got something other than my kavana. Even though I had a mistaken notion about the identity of this piece, I can't say that my kavana wasn't achieved. That's right. I had kavana for this. That's not misasik. Even though I thought that this piece really had a status of heter, I can't say that now. According to Rashi, it's only misasik where my kavana is not achieved. That's not my kavana. That's a fact. That's a mistaken fact.
How the case where you have intent for talish? What was the first case in Agamara? In Shabbos.
Which case? Just they're all of it. It's here also. It's in Kriisus also.
Right. No, he has intent for cutting the talish and ends up being a chubber.
That's the same. That's this case. That's one piece.
That was Shabbos.
That's one piece. You have one where he wants to go for one and he gets the other. That's
right.
That's different.
That's too
goofing, right?
Okay, that's what I was asking. Okay.
Okay. So again, to be masasik when the result is an iser.
Right.
One, you need kavana for heter, and two.
According to Rashi.
According to Rashi. Yeah.
Right.
And two, the result
has to be one that's antithetical to your kavana.
Has to be different than the one you intend.
Yes, exactly.
I just like the word antithetical. Nice.
But in the case where it's only one piece, you can't say that.
Yep.
And what about chalav and varayos?
Well, in the case of one piece, part two.
That is your kavana. Right. That is your kavana. You might have thought you were doing heter. No, you might have wanted to do heter, but I can't say that you had kavana for something other than what you got. That's okay. What you got. Right?
Okay. Which is why in the case where our...
Now, what about where there's two isurim? Two attached apples. You go for apple A and you get apple B?
That's a problem because... No, wait, hold on. No, that's fine.
That's not good, according to Rashi.
Oh, you're right.
Because you're not misasik beheterim. You have to come to the table being involved in heter.
Yeah.
If you're not involved in heter, if you're not preoccupied with heter, there's nothing to talk about.
Yeah. Okay.
So it's the same issur that you would have done over here, you did over there.
Yeah.
It's not like it's a new thing that was achieved. It's the same issur that was achieved. I don't care if you achieved it over here, you achieved it over there. I can't say I'm misasik beheter.
Yeah.
I'd like to try to tighten this up a little bit, maybe get to Tosos. But what would you say about Rashi for the chalom of arayas?
In Shabbos or here?
In general. The Rashi holds the reason why you're not potter for Chalov and Varayos is because you're Nana. Nana is like Kavana. What does that mean?
We don't know yet. Well, we haven't learned anything about it. Oh, no.
I know.
You don't get enjoyment unless you mean to get enjoyment. Is there something like that?
No.
If you get enjoyment, it's...
He says, like, it's Choshev Kavana.
One can see whenever there is Hana.
You didn't have Kavana in your front, but if you get Hana, it's as if you had Kavana.
No, exactly, because you completely didn't have Kavana in the act.
No, I'm saying if you end up getting hana, it's as if you had kavanah.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
But why though?
It's like
you have to have some sort of intent to get enjoyment. You can't like
no. You could
opposite.
Say that.
I don't know.
The opposite.
I
could say that enjoyment is a state of mind which ipso facto creates kavanah.
But yeah, well, how's that? What does that mean? You're saying because it was enjoyable, therefore I'm afraid I wanted it.
Yeah.
No,
let's say the guy that's tzaddik, he says, I don't want to do an isurim.
No,
I don't want to do an isurim. I don't want to eat chalev. Then he chalev and he got
some. What would be a kiss of rayas?
Let's leave that for now. A little complicated. He thought the woman was one type of woman, turned out to be someone else.
Yeah.
He had relations with someone that he wasn't allowed to have relations with. He thought it was someone that he was allowed to have relations with.
Two women in the same bed.
No, whatever. He called one woman, the other woman came, the wrong woman came, he had relations with her. Not so practical, but you know.
Okay.
Possible.
He calls a woman by name and the wrong woman comes, or those cases are discussed in the Gemara.
Maybe because he has to do further investigation in those cases?
No, it's the same thing, because he was Nana. Somehow, because he was Nana, his action now rises to the level of one that's endowed with some form of Kavanah.
Is he Shogeg there in the case of the Cholavim and the... he's not
Misasik. He is Misasik, but he's Chayev.
Chayev
Chatas.
Chatas, okay.
All right, so we'll stop here. We'll continue tomorrow. I guess we'll have to wait another day before we do the Kivager. But I think this is Kedai to spend a little time with trying to get through it.
It's juicy.
It's juicy, right? Shasugi.